Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 6, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Wibmo reveals the 7 digital payment trends of Indian consumers report. Cash transactions in China to see negative growth up to 2023. Stripe, keep partner for customer experience. Uber offers 10 MLN free rides and food deliveries. Disney Plus content to debut in the Middle East on OSN. Wirecard collaborates with Hungary-based e-commerce agency Unis. Online marketplace eBay teams up with Shopify. PwnPay adds Disney Plus Hotstar subscription option. Fashion industry supplier payments take a major hit. With BEC scams, wire payments aren't the problem. Redesigning accounts receivable for architecture and engineering. Now let's get started. Wibmo reveals the 7 digital payment trends of Indian consumers report. The payment security and digital payments provider in India Wibmo has published 7 digital payment trends of Indian consumers. This report offers quick insights into India's online shopping behavior and drivers. The observations are based on digital payment trends analyzed over time across multiple merchants and banks. Wibmo's report found out that spends are no longer festival-driven. Sales didn't rise to the peak around Diwali, but reached an all-new high when online companies including Amazon and Flipkart rolled out the flash sales. There has been 8% increase in usage of mobiles to carry out online transactions, in comparison to 2017. The spend categories showed that bills and utility payments topped the list, followed by entertainment. Cash transactions in China to see negative growth up to 2023. Cash transactions will see significant decline in China due to the coronavirus pandemic while card payments continue to grow over the next 4 years, according to Global Data. Global Data's report predicts the growth rate for the value of cash transactions before and after the pandemic to drop from a compound annual growth rate (CAGR) of 5.0% to -4.3% between 2019 and 2023. The shift in annual decline is already being seen due to a rise in online shopping and larger food orders for stockpiling. Similarly, contactless payments are much safer than cash ones in the current climate, and the World Health Organization, WHO, urged consumers to use cards. Global Data forecasts the value of card transactions to rise in China up to 2023, but the post-COVID-19 amended forecasts see a CAGR drop to 10.0% from 11.8% 2019 to 2023. The most severe drop in cash payments is set to be in 2020, where Global Data forecasts it to drop by 3.2 trillion Chinese yuan. Stripe, keep partner for customer experience. U.S.-based Stripe and Keap, a customer relations management (CRM) platform, have partnered to provide a better payment experience for customers. Keap created an integration with Stripe to assist clients with facilitating their cash flow, eliminating or reducing fraudulent activities, and to launch operations globally as the company continues to scale its activities. As such, customers will be able to accept and instantly conduct credit and debit card transactions. Moreover, the integration will allow users to make direct payments on outstanding invoices or order forms. Customers have the option of creating a Stripe account directly via their Keap app, as well as they can connect to existing Stripe accounts. The new payment option is being offered to Keep and Infusionsoft clients. Uber offers 10 MLN free rides and food deliveries. Uber has announced that it is committing to provide 10 million rides and food deliveries to healthcare workers, seniors, and people in need, free of charge. If Uber was connecting 16 million trips a day, now, during the coronavirus, as the world turned upside down, the company is urging its riders to stay home if they can. However, in a bid to do a small part to help, Uber is offering free rides to help healthcare workers get to their jobs, and free meals to help keep them going. The company mentioned that it is ready to work with more cities, food banks, hospitals, and others around the world to move whatever matters most to them. Organizations, healthcare providers, and governmental entities looking for support with rides or food deliveries can submit their request directly through a form. Disney Plus content to debut in the Middle East on OSN. Walt Disney has announced that Disney Plus content will be available in the MENA region via the television and online streaming service provider OSN from the 9th of April 2020. According to Reuters, OSN, headquartered in Dubai, has signed a long-term exclusive distribution rights agreement, but further details were not disclosed. The original Disney Plus programs will be available on OSN's pay television and online streaming services in 17 regional markets, including Egypt, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. The online streaming service costs $9.50 per month. It is the first time when content of Disney Plus, Walt Disney's streaming service, has been distributed through a third-party provider, OSN said, and the deal is likely to intensify competition with the likes of Netflix, which has a strong regional presence. Wirecard collaborates with Hungary-based e-commerce agency Unis. Wirecard has announced a new strategic partnership with the Hungary-based e-commerce agency Unis to offer Wirecard's payment solutions to its almost 5,000 merchants. Through the agreement, Wirecard will be integrated as a PSP for Unis. As a result, merchants can leverage on Wirecard's payment solutions for their online shop. Unis empowers all kinds of merchants, ranging from cars to furniture, in the region to move their businesses online through its e-commerce site development tools. Through a subscription model, businesses get a multitude of professional, built-in features and integrations without the capital expenditure. These include all the necessary functions for the operation of a successful e-commerce site, marketing options, shopping incentives, social media tie-ins, and different payment options. Today, an e-commerce site's success also depends on ensuring that customers can use their preferred payment methods and that their checkout experience is streamlined. When a merchant chooses Wirecard as their PSP, they benefit from acceptance of major payment methods, integrated fraud protection, and additional banking services among other features. Online marketplace eBay teams up with Shopify. eBay Germany has announced a partnership with the multi-channel commerce platform Shopify, enabling Shopify retailers to list and sell their products directly from their eBay account. In this way, dealers who have lost sales due to measures to combat the coronavirus crisis can reach a new, larger sales market. In Germany alone, eBay has more than 18 million active buyers. These in turn benefit from a greater variety of offers, which can be accessed via the central eBay platform. The integration also enables Shopify retailers to view their products, including inventory information such as product titles and descriptions, item specifications, price and availability, synchronize with their eBay shop, and update automatically. On the 22nd of March 2020, eBay launched an emergency aid program to support German retailers in the coronavirus crisis. The program consists of four different measures: protection of service status for eBay traders, deferred payment for sales fees, additional support for eBay retailers with stationary business, program for a quick start in trading on eBay. Shopify is also concerned about the well-being of its retailers. That is why the company has developed the following catalog of measures to provide them with support: gift vouchers for all plans and customers, optional local collection and delivery, $200 million United States dollars small business funding, extended 90-day free trial, live webinars. PwnPay adds Disney Plus Hotstar subscription option. Mobile payments app PwnPay has announced it added the Disney Plus Hotstar subscription option on its platform. Customers need to log in to their PwnPay account via the PwnPay app for Android and iOS, select the Disney Plus Hotstar app from the payment and recharge options list, and select between the Disney Plus Hotstar VIP and Disney Plus Hotstar Premium subscription plans. The other methods of subscribing to Disney Plus Hotstar include payment via credit and debit cards on the Hotstar website and also subscribing via the iTunes Store on Apple devices. Hotstar streaming service is now called Disney Plus Hotstar, signifying the arrival of the Disney Plus streaming platform to India. The new update for the app, with all the Disney Plus content, has now gone live across platforms including Android, iOS, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV Stick, and Android TV, with the possibility to access the new look Disney Plus Hotstar on the web browser as well. The Disney Plus Hotstar VIP subscription includes some Disney Plus content, but that LLB dubbed in Hindi English is not available as a language option for Disney Plus content in the VIP subscription. On PwnPay, this subscription option is available. While some of the Disney Plus content is available for VIP subscribers as well, the premium subscription is still needed if one wants access to Disney Plus original content such as the Star Wars spin-off The Mandalorian or all the movies under Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, and Disney. This also includes Hotstar specials and the English movie and TV shows library. Fashion industry supplier payments take a major hit. Nearly every industry is experiencing some type of disruption in B2B payment flows, from comic book publishing to fashion to food and beverage. Not all organizations are feeling that disruption in the same way, however. This week's B2B Data Digest looks at the numbers behind fluctuating supplier payment terms in the midst of coronavirus market volatility. While some organizations in the food, government services and healthcare industries are accelerating vendor payments, other companies and markets, particularly the fashion retail arena, are taking a major hit in the form of lengthy days sales outstanding times, with some stores nixing supplier payments altogether. 14-day payment terms for small suppliers were put in place by Australian grocery chain Woolworths, which is accelerating its B2B payments to support those vendors. Reports in The Australian said the move aims to help its business partners maintain healthy cash flows, with regular vendors guaranteed payment within 30 days of invoice receipt. In a statement, Woolworths Chief Financial Officer Stephen Harrison described the company's suppliers as an integral part of our supply chain. A 28-day reduction in supplier payment terms for some network rail suppliers aims to help those vendors of the UK railway network owner and manager bolster their finances. Some small suppliers will see a 7-day reduction in payment terms, while others will be paid up to 4 weeks faster. Our priority is to support the supply chain as much as possible through these unprecedented times, said Network Rail Commercial and Procurement Director Clive Barrington in a statement, Construction Inquirer said. 30-day extensions were added to supplier payment terms by Topshop parent company Arcadia, according to recent reports. Drapers Online reported that a letter sent by the company notified vendors of cancelled orders and the extended payment term plans, which lengthened standard payment terms to 90 days, up from 60 days. 100% of payments will be made to healthcare suppliers by Medicare as it steps up its support to accelerate cash flow in the healthcare provider arena. Reports said suppliers can request up to 100% of payments for an extra 3-month period, while critical response hospitals can access up to 125% the normal amount in response to stress on the industry as a result of coronavirus. 13,000 small suppliers will see accelerated payment terms from Empire Company, the Canadian food retailer said. A press release announced the company's plans to pay small vendors within 14 days without exception, while also offering a 2-month rent deferral program to its small business tenants across properties. A $196,000 decline in revenue hit one New Look supplier, which told the BBC that its fashion retailer customers threatened to devastate smaller companies down the supply chain due to delayed or cancelled payments. According to reports, New Look has suspended all vendor payments and is cancelling orders from suppliers for both its spring and summer clothing lines. $53 million in additional payments to suppliers will be made by defense contractor Lockheed Martin, which announced vendor payments have now been increased to $106 million as it looks to ease cash flow constraints through its supplier base. The funds are issued as interim payments to contractors, with Lockheed Martin also noting that it has hired about 1,000 new employees. $4 billion worth of H&M supplier orders is now in limbo as the fashion retailer confirmed it would cancel new orders from the 230 Bangladeshi vendors that provide the company with clothing and textile products. H&M said it would accept the orders that have already been shipped, and said it will pay its suppliers for those orders under previously agreed upon payment terms. With Beck scams, wire payments aren't the problem. While troubling times can showcase humanity's resiliency, they can also bring out the worst in people. Case in point, federal watchdogs continue to sound alarms over fraudsters taking advantage of coronavirus-fueled market volatility and consumer uncertainty, with the Federal Trade Commission (FTC) going so far as to create a tongue-in-cheek FTC scam bingo card to demonstrate the breadth of scams popping up on the market today. B2B payments fraud isn't immune to the trend, either. While scams like business email compromise, BEC, continue to climb to the top of regulators' lists of concerns, there is a chance that the pandemic could exacerbate this threat for corporates and government entities alike and remain long after volatility eases. Authority CEO Michael Cutlip spoke with PYMNTS about the biggest points of risk exposure within accounts payable (AP) departments before, during and after a period of immense economic pressure. Why payments aren't the problem? Certain payment methods, including paper checks and wire, are particularly prone to fraud, but in the instance of B2B payment scams like Beck, Cutlip said it's not necessarily the act of the payment itself that is exposing an entity to this risk. Rather, it's what happens before a transaction is initiated where the mistakes are made. Whether a check is written or a wire is sent isn't putting a company or government entity at risk any more or less, he said. The risk is in how the invoice is being received. Suppliers that send paper invoices or PDF bills via email are exposing their customers to the threat of invoice manipulation or other nefarious activities, with mail and email presenting insecure channels easily compromised by fraudsters. In the Beck scam, for instance, a bad actor can infiltrate a company email server to view invoices sent from a vendor, generate a similar email address, and trick an AP department into requesting changes to payment directions on that invoice to send funds into a bogus account. Coronavirus risks. Similarly, as dangerous to businesses and government entities is a lackluster onboarding process when working with new vendors, a process then can be particularly compromised during market volatility fueled by the coronavirus pandemic. For government entities and businesses in certain markets like the healthcare services sector, procurement activity is facing unprecedented pressure to obtain goods and services as quickly as possible, often from unfamiliar suppliers as the usual business partners see their supply chains disrupted or stock depleted. A new vendor coming in that might be onboarded quickly is where a criminal element could possibly step in and impersonate that new vendor, said Cutlip, who acknowledged that while there is not specific data with regard to whether this risk has manifested in heightened supplier fraud schemes, there certainly seems to be a heightened potential for this scam. He noted that it's similarly possible that organizations' work-from-home strategies could also place some firms at greater risks for B2B payments and supplier frauds like Beck, with treasurers and AP professionals no longer in the same physical area as their CEOs and chief finance officers to confirm that any payment instructions were actually initiated by the appropriate executive. And while some organizations have seen procurement volumes plummet, Cutlip warned that it's likely Beck and other frauds will come roaring back for these entities after coronavirus volatility calms and corporate purchasing returns to normal. If you get something that says, we changed our beneficiary bank, or, wire instructions have changed because of coronavirus, be very wary, because that's a perfect example of what criminals are trying to do to use this disruption, Cutlip said. Spotting the red flags. With the pre-payment process exposing the greatest security lapses in AP departments, Cutlip is advising government entities and businesses across sectors not to shortcut vendor onboarding processes. While a request to change payment instructions can be a red flag that something may be amiss, Cutlip also advised that organizations should proactively deploy more sophisticated security measures. Multi-factor authentication tools are key, and with innovation in this space, organizations can adopt an even less disruptive way to verify payments are going where they need to go. For authority, that means deploying one-time PINs that enable payers to verify payment instruction with their financial institutions. In the B2B payments context, a supplier can put a PIN on an invoice, enabling AP departments to quickly verify the accuracy of that PIN to initiate payment, a process that can occur on all transactions to prevent fraud before any red flags appear. While payments innovators are exploring how rails can more adequately identify and mitigate fraud of all types, the threat will persist whether an organization is using a paper check or a real-time payment rail to move funds. Rarely can that money be recovered, if at all. As such, Cutlip said the front-end AP processes are key to mitigating risk. Redesigning accounts receivable for architecture and engineering. The architecture and engineering A&E supply chain is a complex web of designers, builders, contractors and subcontractors, project owners and more. With multiple business models available to initiate and complete a project, the flow of cash from one participant to the next is often bottlenecked as a result of procedural inefficiencies and a lack of digitization. For A&E firms, the concept of a centralized port of back-office data in the form of an enterprise resource planning (ERP) system is a valuable proposition to help ease some of this complexity and strengthen B2B relationships. But the unique intricacies of the sector mean the average ERP solution can't always suit the industry's needs, especially when it comes to B2B payments. With the ERP as a source of consolidated financial information, Uninet Chief Product Officer Asad Jarian says it's also an opportune platform to initiate a variety of other financial processes, including accounts receivable (AR). But it's essential that A&E firms adopt ERP solutions that can suit specific demands. A&E has very specific nomenclature around running back office systems, he told PYMNTS in a recent interview, adding that other unique characteristics include how projects are contracted out, how they are executed and how they are billed. Redesigning accounts receivable to support A&E firms' efforts to reduce back office complexity, Jarian said it can be particularly valuable for ERP solutions to integrate AR and other B2B payment and procurement functionality, rather than leaving companies to adopt separate third-party platforms that would need additional work to integrate with the ERP. But just as an ERP system must support the nuances of the A&E market, so must any integrated AR functionality. Jarian pointed to the industry's tendency to have high-value invoices as one major challenge. Uninet recently announced upgrades to its own A&E-targeted ERP solution, Clearview, to enable users to generate invoices and track when customers open and view those bills, while also automating payment reminders. What we learned through our own customer base is that customers using other ERP solutions took up to 50 hours a month just keeping track of accounts receivable forms, he said. Getting ready to send the invoice, actually sending it out via snail mail or sending it out yourself digitally, keeping track of whether your customer actually opened that email. With so many parties involved in a single project, streamlining the invoice process is an important part of nixing complexity. What's also key, added Jarian, is incorporating payments functionality within the AR process to reduce as much friction as possible for the payers. Traditional ERP solutions tend to support credit card payment acceptance, he said, but in A&E, invoice values can often exceed $10,000, making card payments non-viable for the payer or too expensive for the recipient. Our customer base is sensitive to credit cards for invoice payments, he said, adding that Clearview's support of ACH, as well as cards, enables A&E firms to embrace electronic B2B payments at a friendlier price point. A solid financial data foundation to facilitate ACH payment acceptance, Uninet struck a partnership with both Stripe and Plaid, two service providers that Jarian said allow A&E firms to establish payment capabilities within only a few minutes. But as Clearview functionality expands, Jarian said Uninet will continue to look at value-added opportunities in promoting financial data integration and analytics. Integrated bank account data means streamlined ACH capability, while integrating R within the ERP means efficient financial processes. Expanding out, data integration is also essential to supporting enhanced accounts payable (AP) processes and broader cash management strategies, too. In today's day and age, especially with this macroeconomic situation, it's imperative that cash flow is the central focus point, he said. Integrated R allows the customer to reconcile much quicker, thereby giving them more headroom in taking care of addressing accounts payable concerns. Enabling organizations to obtain the data they need at the moment they need it will be essential to ensuring that A&E firms can optimize coordination with project owners, subcontractors and everyone in between, as well as optimize the flow of cash in and out of the enterprise. With that in mind, enterprise resource planning platforms can be a valuable asset in consolidating and making use of that data both on the accounts payable and accounts receivable side so long as ERP systems can address the nuances of the A&E market. We are looking at this from the perspective at large of, how do we innovate to reduce friction, whether in today's economic environment or a different environment? Said Jarian. For Uninet, that means introducing support for ACH payments, integrating invoice delivery and enabling users to access the ERP solution via web or mobile device to support work-from-home professionals. Easing friction will continue to drive the ERP's evolution in this space, he noted. It allows our customers to prepare for the challenges of today, and continue to capitalize on the opportunities of tomorrow. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.